listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we have a beautiful Taurus full moon at the end of the week on Friday. But we start off the week with Neptune conjoined the moon in Pisces. And Neptune is the ruler of Pisces, so it gives us an extra dose of that Piscean, very dreamy, sleepy, kind of wishy-washy, illusionary energy. But it's also an energy that helps us connect into the cosmos and stay tuned into spirit guides and other worldly type experiences. So having it right around Halloween like this is very interesting. I think that because they do say the veil between the worlds is thinner on this day, I think having the Neptune energy connected to it as well like this will make it an even more special day for maybe connecting with deceased loved ones or pets maybe that you lost, or trying to kind of go into the deeper subliminal world where dreams and reality kind of mix together. I think you'll have a really good chance of, you know, accessing inspiration and guidance and helpful energy that can add some beauty and possibly even illusion to your life, which is kind of great for Halloween. So make sure that you kind of be open to receiving communication as well. Like, you know, maybe a deceased loved one wants to get in contact with you. So look for signs. If there's someone that's on your mind or unfinished business from someone that has died that you'd like to be in contact with, now would be, you know, the beginning of the week would be really good energy for that. So the full moon is on Friday at 10:23 p.m. PST. So it'll also be Saturday, I guess, depending on where you are in the world. And you'll probably be feeling the energy of this moon for probably, you know, at least starting on Wednesday. Wednesday, the moon is opposite Mars, which will give you like a fiery, either that, or you could either feel fiery or exhausted or pulled between both, where you want to accomplish stuff or you just have no energy to accomplish anything. It depends on how you respond to the Mars energy. But it definitely, starting Wednesday is when your sensitivities to this moon's energy will definitely increase. So be aware of that. You might be more tired. You might feel irritable. The moon, when the moon is full, it's opposite the sun. So there can often be like, you know, it's kind of crazy making, because you can see there's two different sides that want expression and they're fighting for it. It can be like a tug of war, like a push-pull type scenario, which can be confusing and frustrating. But it can also be, if you can manage to harness the energy, you can balance it. So with the Taurus full moon, the sun will be in Scorpio and they're opposites. So Taurus is, you know, it likes things to stay the same and it's not interested in discussing the past or anything that was difficult before. It's very happy just being in the pleasure of the present moment and, you know, satisfying its physical senses with a nice cup of hot chocolate or, you know, whatever does it for you, a piece of chocolate or a glass of wine or a hot bath. The Taurian energy is very sensuous. A good meal is like so important. So that sort of stuff is what Taurus is interested in, keeping things the same and being very stable. Why, you know, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. Whereas Scorpio is pretty sure that everything's broke on some level and it needs to be fixed. So we've got to like dive in and figure out where it went wrong and fix it. So these energies can, you know, they're not always the most compatible. In fact, oftentimes they're not compatible at all. So in order to balance them, you're going to have to open your mind. And both are fixed. It's fixed, very stubborn energy. So in order to balance it, you kind of have to open your mind to another perspective. Like for the Scorpio energy, maybe you don't need to go in and fix everything all the time and understand the deepest, darkest aspects of it all. And for Taurus, maybe, you know, it would do you some good to go in and understand why you're blocked to certain situations or what's getting in your way. It's good to see both sides of the story. So also on this full moon, we have Venus sextile Saturn, which is a good energy for like working on the relationships in your life and being conscious that they kind of do take work. They're not just, you know, relationships. They need honesty and a back and forth dialogue. And if you're not willing to be honest in relationships, then there's really not much there, is there? So keep that in mind that you might have to go to a new level of honesty, especially because Mercury is about to go into Sagittarius and Jupiter is already in Sagittarius. So honesty is big on, I think, the forefront of all relationships and everything right now. So another good energy that day is the sun is, so the day of the full moon, the sun will be trine Neptune. Again, adding to that kind of mystical quality of, you know, being conscious that there's other layers to things and different realities and you know, strange things going on. Like that, there's a show on Netflix right now called Stranger Things, and there's this whole alternate reality that these kids are involved in. And it's fascinating. Like, how do we know that there's not, you know, deeper realities going on around us all the time? I'm certain that there is. So with this energy on the full moon, you, even though you'll be very grounded from the Taurus full moon, you should very likely be able to tap into the greater realities all around you and your spirit guides and your angels and whatever other worldly guidance that you have is more accessible right now. So be sure to tap into that. We also have a kind of a shocking Venus-Uranus opposition. And Uranus is always, you know, the rebel changemaker energy, like the unique kind of outlier or, you know, way shower energy. So with Venus, there could be like a struggle between relationships or how things were and how they should be, or busting out of things that are uncomfortable, or part of you wants to be there for your relationship, but the other part is like wants something new and exciting and different, which with the Uranus energy, it very much stimulates a need to like keep moving, keep growing, keep sampling life because life is short. So even though the Taurus energy is quite happy to have the same routine for the rest of its life, the Uranus energy is coming in and like bringing in new elements, which thank goodness it does because things would get pretty dull if it didn't. So that is the full moon. It's a pretty packed full moon on Friday. So be aware that you probably will be feeling it, you know, at least starting on Wednesday. So, you know, watch yourself, see how you respond to the energy of the Taurus and the Scorpio kind of, you know, going back and forth. And be aware that, you know, full moons do, there's a reason Luna and lunatic are connected. And it can make people feel crazy because, you know, if you're really good at repressing, which often Taurus are really good at repressing, the full moon energy doesn't let you do that. The full moon energy shines the bright light on what's all subconscious, which can make people feel a little crazy because once you have access to what was once subconscious, then you kind of have to do something about what you know. And it can be quite stressful. But if you're willing to, you know, get in there and be willing to see what's in the dark or the subconscious, then there's absolutely nothing to be afraid of. And there's a ton of power there for you to access. So, and then at the end of the week, on Sunday, we have daylight savings time, and which means that we lose an hour, which I think is just nuts. Like, as if we need to lose an hour and go into the darker dark. But apparently this makes sense somehow, somewhere along the line. So that's what we do here in North America and different parts of the world too. But there are parts that don't bother, which makes a lot more sense to me. That same day that we have to set our clocks back, we will also have Mercury, the mental energy planet, moving into Sagittarius. So Mercury in Sagittarius is a very forthright, very possibly even a little bit belligerent and self-righteous because there's that Jupiterian like know-it-all energy with Sagittarius. But, you know, it comes from a good place and it's meant to clear the air and put everybody on an even playing field and make things honest. So with Mercury going into Sagittarius, it gives you a great chance to access the part of you that's willing to be super honest and employ positive thinking tactics as well. So using affirmations or being very optimistic, learning how to think in a way and gather belief systems that are helpful and optimistic is also something Mercury in Sagittarius can help you with. So that's it for this week. If you have any questions or if you'd like to have your own chart looked at, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most wonderful week.